Here's the story of how you can win a trip for two to LA to visit the iconic Brady Bunch house. Not only visit the home, but spend the day there exploring and brunching with members of the Brady Bunch cast. If you remember, Kristen, Michelle, and I had the time of our lives when we got to visit the home back in September. It was truly a magical experience. And now you can have an experience like that too, alongside cast members from the show. Simply visit thebradyexperience.com to enter the Brady Brunch sweepstakes. And from now through January 31st, PCPS listeners can get four entries for the price of one. All you have to do is put PCPS in the add order note section of the shopping cart. And the goodness doesn't stop there. For every 10 purchases you make, you'll have the opportunity to tour the house on your very own. Just remember to put PCPS in the add order note section of your shopping cart. You can feel good knowing that a portion of your purchase goes to No Kid Hungry, a campaign to help end childhood hunger in America. So get those entries in and cross your fingers. Good luck, everybody. So I want to start with this CBS 1979 promo called Looking Good.
I'm looking good here, looking good there. Looking good, looking good,
looking good. Everywhere we're looking good, we're CBS.
It's such a happy song, so catchy, so fun. And all the while you're hearing this catchy, fun song, they're showing you clips from your favorite shows, okay? It is a cocktail of joy.
Hello world, it's a song that we're singing. Come on, get happy. A whole lot of loving is what we'll be bringing. We'll make you happy.
Welcome to the Pop Culture Preservation Society, the podcast for people born in the Big Wheel generation who are still disappointed their sea monkey mama never sprouted a crown.
We believe our Gen X childhoods gave us unforgettable songs, stories, characters, and images. And if we don't talk about them, they'll disappear, like Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition.
And today, we'll be wetting your whistle for our upcoming season, just like those TV networks did with those iconic promos of the 70s and 80s. I'm Carolyn.
I'm Kristen.
And I'm Michelle. And we are your pop culture preservationists.
I'm still the one. Na, 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 na. Still the one. Na, 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 na. We're still having fun.
Still the one that takes you away. Still the one that makes you day.
Listeners, we are so glad that you joined us for our bonus episode today because we thought it would be a little fun to create some anticipation and excitement teasing a few of our upcoming episodes, kind of like what the networks used to do back in the 70s and 80s. Mm-hmm. Do you guys remember those fun promotions?
I mean, if you think about it, it's just a commercial, and yet I remember it 50 years later.
I looked so forward to those, and mm-hmm. I really think I liked them as much as I liked the shows they were promoting.
Yes. Well, you know I did, for sure. Yeah, you had all those different stars.
If I would have had the capability back then that we have now, where I could go back and watch them over and over, I would have, because it was like when one would come on in, you know, late summer, really.
Right.
I would get so excited, like, they're back! The mm-hmm.
Yes,
are back.
It gave you that feeling. I mean, you kind of knew school was also coming when those would start airing on TV, and you knew the new fall season was coming. And I think one of the other reasons they probably are so stuck in our heads is that we were probably watching a lot more TV during the summer, and we were probably allowed to stay up a little later, so mm-hmm. we saw those mm-hmm. commercials and jingles and all of that a lot more. Well, I thought it might be fun before we tease our episodes for this season that we could revisit some of those ads and promotions that we grew up watching because they were so classic Gen X. I mean, I have to tell you guys that getting ready to record today and doing my research just might have provided me with the most amount of Husker Dude moments I have ever had preparing for this episode, okay? Honestly, you guys, I know Kristen and Michelle, everybody, they said, let's make this a quick and short one and get everybody excited for the season. And I was like, it's not going to be quick and short. This has been too much about me. I promise you, listeners, that today's episode will give you the biggest surge of dopamine, and you are going to be skipping the rest of the day. I promise you.
And this is so hidden. This is so underground because everything else that you would provide to somebody would be have more well-knownness. I'm going to make up that word, like Little House on the Prairie. Of course, we all remember Little House on the Prairie, but nobody's going, the ABC promo from 1979.
Uh-huh. Well, right? when you see them and listen to them, you are... I don't even know the words. It's like nipple lightning doesn't do it justice. It's something beyond
that. It's because, like you just said, it's not just Little House on the Prairie, which we were all thrilled knowing it was coming back. It's because it's every show. So it's like you mm-hmm. get so much bang for your 2-minute buck, right? Or in some cases,
six minutes, or in one of mine,
24-minute buck. Yeah. But you get so much. It's like, it's almost too much. It's almost too much.
For Carolyn, I would imagine it made your head explode.
I mean, honestly, yes, it made my head explode. I was thinking, am I going to remember all of this to talk with them about? Because everything to me seemed important. And we're going to dive into a few of these a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk about some of these moments and these people together, arm in arm, skipping down the street in the middle of New York City.
That is Carolyn's dream come true. Is all of these stars from different shows who you assume, you know, like Charlie's Angels is in Los Angeles, but Kolchak, the Night Strangler, is in like Philadelphia or something. But now they're in a commercial together. Yeah, whatever it is. I didn't watch that show.
Okay, but those two, that would actually be a really good crossover now that you mention it. The Charlie's Angels have to find and arrest Kolchak.
Really?
You know what I loved? I think this is one of the reasons that I loved them so much. I'm not even sure I understood that they were promoting the new shows. To me, it felt like team building. Like, mm-hmm. we're on the same team. We're winning. And I was on that team. They were including me.
Yes, well, those ads that we'll talk about gave you such that feeling of togetherness and inclusion. Mm-hmm. They were very, almost patriotic and American in their
lyrics to the songs made us feel that way because they're telling us we are part of this family. These are your friends. I wrote down some of the lyrics and it's like, these are your friends. Yeah. These are the friends you've cried with. These are the friends you laugh with, or we're all one big family or whatever. Yes. So you're right. It made us feel so included in all of these families and shows.
And that's a psychological thing, right? That's not an entertainment industry thing that they did. That's a psychological thing they did to us. It totally worked.
Oh, 100%. Because a lot of the beginnings of a lot of these promos, they don't show the celebrities at first. It's like every all-American kind of people in their kitchen, at school, doing their job. And you just felt like at the Olympics. It was 1976 again.
It was interesting. In going through all of these promos, it seems like the early 70s promos were more like clips of shows, clips of people in shows. Here are all the people you know from shows. Rapid clips flying by your face. By the late 70s and early 80s, they were showcasing the stars.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not the shows, but the stars. Mm-hmm. Now it was celebrity culture instead of just all in the families coming back. Mm-hmm.
You're right. And also, to Carolyn's point, by the late 70s and early 80s, they're starting to show more everyday people. So they're starting, a lot of them do start, like Carolyn just said, with people leaving school or finishing their job or cooking dinner at home. And they're including us in different ways. It's not just the lyrics.
Yeah.
They're including us by showing us people that we identify with. And they're like, oh, look at them. And they're all like going home to watch the shows on TV.
But it was confusing for me. Because there would be, especially with these 6-minute long promos, I can't believe they devoted that much time. Today's attention span would not put up with a 6-minute long commercial. And it would be like a full minute of randos, right? Of the teacher in her kindergarten class. And truthfully, I'm like, what are these people? Why are we looking at these people? And then suddenly you're like, oh my God, that's Potsy. I just saw Potsy. And they would start to intermingle the stars. Yeah. But when I'm watching it, I'm confused. Like, is that a star I'm supposed to know or is that a rando? I'm not sure. And I don't know how I felt at the time. I don't remember because I only remember the big star ones.
Yeah. And I think that for me, it was like, oh my gosh, I could run into Potsy at the ice cream shop. It was like, you know, they were doing these everyday things too. It wasn't all the time that you were like all of a sudden on the Happy Days set. It was, they were people too, walking down,
just getting out
Fifth
of a
Avenue.
Car. Potsy's just getting out of his car.
Yeah, with feathered hair, by the way.
He had a lot of hair in that
He had a lot
promo.
Of hair.
All right, how about we dive into some of these, you guys, because I think, again, you might not think you remember some of these promos, but the minute that they start playing, you're singing along to Looking Good, CBS. And you didn't know you knew it, but you knew it. And then you see the faces. We will include links to all of these promos we're going to talk about in our show notes, because you will want to spend a good 30 minutes just sitting down watching them, and your day will be made. Mm-hmm. I promise you. So I want to start with this CBS 1979 promo called Looking Good.
Down, looking good here, looking good there.
Such a happy song, so catchy, so fun. And all the while you're hearing this catchy, fun song, they're showing you clips from your favorite shows. Okay. It is a cocktail of joy. That is all I'm going to say, because the song is so happy. You're tapping along. And then everywhere you look, because you're looking good everywhere, you're watching snippets of One Day at a Time, and then the Waltons, and then the Dukes of Hazzard, and then Dallas, then WKRP, Barnaby Jones. You see Barnaby Jones, The White Shadow. You see Alice.
I love that show.
I know. That's what happens. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I'm so excited, everyone. But that is what happens. You forgot some of these shows that you actually didn't forget. And you see Lee Merriweather, and you just get all excited. And so that CBS promo, Looking Good, was awesome. And just so you know, that was the year that CBS finally came out on top. Okay, after watching the 1979 season, they're now the top network after ABC.
ABC
has had
was
it.
Always the king. I just have to tell you too, I just wrote down White Shadow. Like when you said White Shadow, I'm like, we need to do an episode on the White Shadow.
Yes, we
I didn't
do
watch
that.
It.
Oh God, I love that show.
I love that show too. So you get this fun little hearkening back to the shows that you loved and watched growing up, and the song was so cheery, and I was so happy after finishing. Then we move on to a 1983 promo I watched from CBS called We've Got the Touch.
Oh, I loved that one. I loved that one.
Oh, I don't even have to hear it. Oh my God. Okay, keep going.
And you guys, I'm going to say it again. The wave of nostalgia, the degree of nipple lightning that I experienced from watching these, it was unprecedented. Mm-hmm. Okay. I am going to go so far as to say I've never had that much nipple lightning in at one time. You are going to be awash and Husker Dude induced goosebumps, because you're going to see the Jeffersons, you're going to see Knott's Landing, you're going to see Alice, you're going to see Lou Grant. It just, again, look, I have no words.
Well, this is the one too that when I was watching it about, I don't know, 3 minutes in, the lyrics say, and it kind of slows down and gets a little melancholy, not melancholy, but
poignant.
Just a little more poignant. Yeah,
yeah,
they say a touch of laughs, a touch of tears.
The friends who loved for years. We've got the touch, America. Coming on with all the best. We've got the touch, America. UNCBS.
I was covered in goosebumps, and I almost felt got really emotional, because when it says the friends you've loved for years, it made me think. Yeah. And then the clips they choose for those poignant moments are like maybe the clips of shows where they're all hugging each other or something. And it's very effective, and it's still effective this many decades later.
It really is. And I think obviously in a different way, because this is nostalgic for us looking back and remembering these shows that touched us in so many ways. And then you're also hearing this jingle song that you remember, and it just brings back a lot. It's more than just, you know, us doing an episode of a particular TV show. Just
because these are people that you, and we've talked about this before, these were people that you were in relationship with. And these promos were part of building that relationship. And so it doesn't translate to today. There are very few examples of today's characters where we're in relationship with them, because you can't do it in six episodes, and then you wait 2 years and you get six more episodes. We just don't have those kinds of feelings. The other thing that I really loved about some of these, especially when it wasn't the clips, but it was the people coming together, was when you would see somebody from a drama like Lou Grant. We're not talking Mary Tyler Moore here. This is the Lou Grant show. You've got Lou Grant, and then maybe he's yucking it up with Flo from Alice, right?
That
somebody from a comedy and a drama together.
Ridiculously happy. Yes.
They're like holding hands and patting each other like on the back.
That's like when you would see them all on Battle of the Network Stars. You would see them all together doing other things than being their character. And I love it. She's like,
Lou Grant, kiss my grits.
Yes, I think that, again, is such a fun part, kind of Love Boat-ish. But for some reason, I think the music and all of that just lent itself to this being this incredible
absolutely
moment.
I mean, that is the psychological key to it all, is they get this happy tune and we're all in on it. That's the thread. They couldn't just sit there and go, we would like to introduce you to the new shows for this season. Here's Lou Grant. Here's Alice. Like, it doesn't work. Well, you need the song. You need the peppy song.
It was a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, they look forward to it. I think big ad agencies and, you know, production companies really went all out. We'll talk about some of those ABC ones had to cost a pretty penny. Yep.
They had matching outfits.
Yep.
Yeah, they were production numbers. I mean, those were a big deal and super entertaining. So the final CBS promo I watched actually was from 1984. And this, again, just brought back incredible memories, because in this promo, we see Kate and Allie followed by Trapper John, followed by Magnum P.I., then Newhart, then Charles in Charge, and Scarecrow and Mrs. King. Kate Jackson, I'm sorry.
You were going to lose Carolyn. We're going to lose her.
But guys, it's great. I don't know what other words to say. And maybe I thought this was going to go long because this affected me so much. But at the same time, there are no words, because it's that. It's that nostalgic and just touched me in places I didn't expect to be touched because CBS has got the touch.
Okay. CBS has got the touch. Hope Andy's listening. Now he knows all he's got to do is put on a promo to
make his own nipple lightning.
Oh, gosh. So, yes, CBS had some really fun ones.
They did it. I watched a bunch of the NBC ones. And I want to talk about the 1978 one just for a second, because it was – we've been saying these are promos of their new shows. So they're not necessarily new. They're just the new season shows. Mm-hmm. However, in 1978, NBC had a 25-minute promo. And I don't know if they aired it like in a slot because it started. It's NBCUS, NBSEES. NBCUS. It starts with like what we've been talking about, the montage of the shows that are coming back to the 1978 season. Oh my God, my heart seriously jumped when I saw 1978 Chachi. You guys.
Oh, that's so cute.
Literally, I'm just watching it. I had no warning. And I was watching it and my heart just literally just drops. Like 9-year-old, 8-year-old Michelle just comes to the forefront again. Anyway, and then it's followed very quickly with this close up of Paul Ingalls doing a little wink. Watching this,
sexy,
you know, this
man.
Morning, you guys, I have 8-year-old Michelle and 55-year-old Michelle being pleased. Very pleased. Yes. But anyway, so then they do all that. But then they say, NBC, our new series. Get it? And they start going through all the new series. Now, every single one of the new series lasted one season that we watched.
Ouch.
I'm going to just see if any of you guys remember some of these. Do you remember Jack Albertson in Grandpa Goes to Washington?
No.
Okay, so he, Jack Albertson, he's old man, like grandpa, like white mustache, white, kind of talks like this, wears like the grandpa cardigan and everything.
He's Grandpa Joe from Willy Wonka.
In fact, when I was I wanted to go down a little rabbit hole, and I wrote Grandpa Joe Goes to Washington, and I was like, oh, wait, no, it's just called Grandpa Goes to Washington, because he exactly.
I was like, that is such a coincidence.
No, but it's because of that, Kristen, because he. In my mind, he was Grandpa Joe.
Yeah.
Here's the clip. He's a professor, a college professor. They tell him after you're 65 years old, you can't be a professor anymore. He's 66. I thought he was like 88.
What?
Yeah. He's 66. Supposed to be 66.
So he's how many years older than? He's like 10 years older than me.
Yeah. So he's kind of this crotchety man, but he has all these opinions. So he's on the news for something. And then this team finds him and backs him, and he runs for U.S. Senator and he wins. So that made it 11 episodes.
Oh.
Unfortunately for Joe Namath, His show didn't make it quite that many episodes. So Joe Namath starred in a sitcom called The Waverly Wonders. He's a history teacher slash basketball coach. They filmed 9 episodes, only 4 aired.
Oh, sorry.
I found a quote online that says, "Fine acting, not here. Truly one of the worst sitcoms of all time. He may have been Broadway Joe, but in videotaped sitcom, oh no."
Who thought that was a good idea? That is not a good idea.
Some of the other shows that that NB wanted us, or NB,
see,
how would I say that?
NB wanted us to see.
NB wanted us to see. That's pretty good. NB wanted us to see Dick Clark Live. That might have lasted more, but that was just kind of a, he's doing a wrap up, talking to people. His promo is unreal and makes you realize why the man was such a genius in the entertainment industry. The Eddie Capra Mysteries, Web, W-E-B, that might have lasted longer. I'm not sure.
I remember Eddie Capra Mysteries.
And
I
Centennial.
That.
And then it also gives you quick cuts of specials, like Ann Margaret, Steve Martin had a special. And when it shows him, he's got the arrow through
the
his
arrow.
Head, you know.
Yeah.
Bob Martin, Bob Hope, Helen Reddy, to name a few. So that was a really long one. I will be honest in saying I did not sit through. I kept fast forwarding through a lot of it. But if you have the 25 minutes, we'll put a link to that one especially, and a lot more of these in this week's Weekly Reader, because it would be something fun to watch while you're like on the treadmill or something.
So in the 1980s, I read, is when the networks, I know CBS did the same thing where they'd have these 30-minute kind of actual program show in prime time to explain or, you know, introduce some of these shows a little bit more. So so that's probably what NBC was doing too. And not to mention 1978, they were like the bottom of the barrel network.
NBC was.
And so they were pulling out all the stops to try to get people to tune in. If it wasn't for Little House, I don't know.
Well, I'll just give you the slogans for a couple of the other years that you might remember. The promo, NBC's promo for 1983-84, it starts, they're all tuning up an orchestra. So it's like, you know, and then the song starts and it was NBC there, be there.
Nope.
Okay. Mm-mm. 1985 was NBC, let's all be there. So we're really loving this, be there, see there.
Yeah, they're working it.
But then the 1986-87 season, I think you guys would remember, and again, this will be in, you'll be able to see this easily via a link in our Weekly Reader or in our show notes. But this one is, the slogan is, home on ABC, come on home. And
that
it starts with everyone leaving their workplaces and school is out and everyone's leaving like their jobs and they're in their cars and you see them all walking home and they're laughing and the TV's glowing through the window. But this is all interspersed with the celebrity from a show just beckoning you in a quick cut. So when it's, I mean, like a quick cut, like a second, you get Justine Bateman like beckoning her finger.
Smart.
And I, in that 1 second, you guys, I'm talking about it now, I'm covered in goosebumps. You would just, so then it would go back to the kids, all like the people leaving the burger shop, you know, and then it would be Michael J. Fox going like, come on, like, you know, just like this.
This is so brilliant. Because I'm like, yes, let's go. Come on.
Well, the quick cuts are so effective, right? Mm-hmm. These quick cuts of either either the clips of the shows or the celebrities. They're super effective because you're like, did I just see, was that?
Yep.
And you get so excited.
Mm-hmm.
And this one also, like all of them, I mean, we can argue for every single one of them, but especially for me, you know, in 86 and 87, I'm a junior, a senior in high school. So I watched that one and it just made me remember how great TV was then, because we have the stars and quick cut clips of Family Ties, Cosby Show, Facts of Life, Seventh Heaven, Night Court, Golden Girls, The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, Late Night with David Letterman. So it's just so quick. And I was like, oh, I want to go back and watch TV.
Well, and that makes sense because I think that was, and wasn't Cheers also NBC?
Mm-hmm.
That was NBC Ascendant, right? They were at the bottom of the barrel, late 70s, early 80s, and they're going to start climbing again.
Oh,
and eventually,
yeah.
by the time Seinfeld comes around, they are leaving everyone in the dust.
Mm-hmm.
And
which is very soon after this.
Right. It's very soon after that. I don't think it's a coincidence that I don't remember NBC Us, NBC What's Going On, but I do remember Come On Home.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that very distinctly.
Come on home, America, from sea to the shining sea. Come on home, come on home,
forgot to mention, I'm just going to go back really fast because I don't know why I didn't have this in my notes, but I was stopped cold in my 1979 my 1979 CBS promo because James Vincent McNichol had a little flash for California Fever. He was in the little montage of upcoming shows, and you just see his face. Just his face. Takes up the whole screen.
And that's where you started to fall in love, right there, probably in that little promo.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Okay, so probably the network with the most iconic fall promos was ABC. Mm-hmm. And part of that is because they were on top. I was going to say so hard. That sounds graphic. They were they were just like the most popular because they were not just ascendant. They were beating all of the networks handily with shows like Happy Days and Laverne and Shirley. I mean, they had all the shows. But they are most memorable for using one hit song in particular, and that was the song Still the One by Orleans. Now, of course, and that got everybody, right? That's the song we're hearing on the radio, so you're paying attention. But I never listened to the words because they, of course, take the song and they rework the words a little bit to work for their own purposes. And so last night I heard for the very first time, we're still the one from L.A. to New York. We're still the one with Angie and Mork.
Angie and Mork.
I laughed so hard. Truthfully, these ABC ones, they were long, and they, just like we talked about in the beginning, they started with random people, full of random people for like a full minute until they start showing the stars in real life together with stars of other shows. Like they're all friends in hot air balloons. And you have like Dick Van Patten and Susan Richardson and Lonnie O'Grady from Eight Is Enough. And they're in a balloon basket with Ron Glass from Barney Miller.
Yes.
And then boom, I will remember this moment for the rest of my life in the last balloon basket sailing up into the sky with all of the stars from ABC. And she's waving down at me is Phoebe Tyler from All My Children, the matriarch of Pine Valley. And it felt personal, right? That's my soap opera. I owned Phoebe Tyler. Like somehow I was in personal relationship with Phoebe Tyler. It was so exciting. And plus Phoebe Tyler is singing this song. We're still the one.
Yes.
It's so funny. And I also, this could have been subliminal too, because I think they were saying we're number one.
They were still. That was the last time that they could say that. You'll notice next year, that's not their theme anymore. But talk about the ultimate crossover. When you've got somebody from your daytime soap opera standing next to somebody from Eight Is Enough.
It's from a Nighttime show. It was crazy. And it was, like I said before, it was a little confusing with all the random people and the stars because you're just watching people you don't know or care about. And then there's Potsy, right? There's Potsy. And they're real people. They're characters on these promos. They're not dressed in costume. Potsy has long feathered hair. Most shocking was Henry Winkler with long feathered hair and a beard. And there's no pause on your TV, right? You're like, wait, what was that? Was it Fonzie? What? Who's that guy? Who's that? Marion Cunningham with shoulder length hair. Mr. Rourke, I kid you not, Mr. Rourke in a Henley shirt. And he had like a little necklace.
Ricardo Montalban.
Yes, Ricardo Montalban.
Or what about when they're all dressed the same? It was the 1981 that I think has been making the rounds on Instagram the past few years a lot. Mm-hmm. The You and Me and ABC, where they all come strutting over like this staircase riser situation.
Like a variety show setup.
Yes, and they've dressed them all in, all the men are in white tuxes and tails, and all the women are in a different, it's sort of like you said to your bridesmaids, you all have to wear black sequins, but you can all pick the style that flatters you best, because they all have different cut. And here comes Howard Cunningham in a white tux and tail. But you guys, our favorite is, this is the one where our friend John Davidson looks so smoking hot.
So smoking
1980
hot.
1980 John Davidson. Yes. But he's decided to unbutton his silky shirt. He doesn't have the bow tie, but it works. Let me just say, if anyone gave him backlash for that decision, shame on them, because that still works for me. And then I remember watching that one, and then there's Vicky from the Love Boat, and she has like a white ruffly thing on her black sequins, and she's doing. And they all had to learn this same dance. So what cracks me up, men, women, young, old, cracks me up to imagine Mr. them all in dance rehearsal.
Yes.
And all the crotchety old men, like Abe Vigoda or someone's like, you know, I don't want to do this step
jazz square. It's a big musical dance number.
It is.
It would be perfectly appropriate in a big variety show or on a Broadway stage. And it's every star.
Oh, you
every
got Tom,
single one.
Tom Hanks afro. Tom
From
Hanks
Bosom
with the
Buddies.
Afro.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. The giant, he has like a tiny little face and a giant,
giant
messy afro.
Yeah.
And for a minute it threw me because I'm like, wait, why is Tom Hanks there? Well, because Bosom Buddies.
Yeah.
You know who I
Aunt Jillian?
Yes, Aunt Jillian from It's a Living at the Hotel Bonaventure.
Yes, and she wore the slinky. She went
she's
with
so
the
sexy.
Like halter.
Yes.
Yeah.
That hair, didn't you want her hair?
It was so
platinum-y smooth.
Beautiful.
So smooth. Okay, you know who I did not see in any of these? I saw all of the cast members from the new show, Breaking Away, based on the movie of the same name. I saw Jackie Earl Jones. I saw Barbara Barry, the mom. I saw the dad. I can't remember the name of the dad, but he has like the big cigar in his mouth. He's like Man of La Mancha, Victor. It's like a food name. He has like a food name, Mr. Lasagna. But I did not see the star of Breaking Away.
No.
Mr. Sean Cassidy.
Let's ask him.
We're going to ask him about that. Why weren't you in the NBC promo?
I'm going to ask him. I'm going to DM.
Yeah,
let's send him a DM, you guys.
Let's send him a DM.
Hey, listeners, it's Carolyn. And I wanted to check in. It's 2025, you guys. How's everybody feeling? Well, I know for me, sometimes all of these hormonal changes that many of us are going through can be a real pain. And while there are natural hormonal changes that are going on through our bodies, did you know that there are also more than 1,000 hormone disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now? Yes, disruptors that can affect actually how our hormones function. They're in our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare. And they all mess with our hormones. The good news is that we don't have to suffer through all of this anymore, because now there's Hormone Harmony. And you've heard me talk about it. It's a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. You've heard me talk about how that menopause-induced brain fog has really messed with me at times. But I've really noticed a difference since I've taken Hormone Harmony. And even my sleep habits have gotten better. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is truly dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means they only use science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality. And we are so excited to partner with Hormone Harmony. And for a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code PCPS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code PCPS for 15% off today.
Well, you know, as much as a lot of these was smile from ear to ear for me, some of them really were kind of a little tearjerkery because they weren't meant to be at the time. But we get one, I think it's 1982, and it's Come Along. And Chachi and Henry Winkler coming out of this taxi in New York City.
Wait, hold on just a second.
No,
I have to find a
helicopter.
Pen. I have to find
it's
a pen.
Dramatic.
I didn't see this one.
Oh, you're right. Sorry. Yeah. That's right. Somebody else comes out of the taxi. They pull people out of the taxi.
I'll set it up for you because
it
is super dramatic. It's not poignant yet. And we might get to the poignant part. But you have the whole ad starts, the whole promo starts with Chachi and Fonzie, feathered hair Fonzie, not motorcycle Fonzie. And they're landing a helicopter on the top of a building in New York City. And then they start harassing women on the streets of New York. And I'm just assuming that they're like trying to tell them about the new ABC lineup. And then they start pulling people out of taxis. And then they're all marching down the street. They're marching to Times Square all together. And then they're at a hoedown for some reason.
Yes.
I don't know what the deal is. And they're doing square dancing. There's John Davidson and there's Ace, the ship's photographer from The Love Boat and the mom on soap. And they're all doing like Allemand left, Allemand right. And then they're in Chinatown. Yeah. And it's super racist. And I'm not even going to tell you all the things that they did.
Parade float or something.
And then does it get sad, Carolyn? I mean, well, that's just wackadoo.
Here's the sad part for me is now, like 55-year-old Carolyn in 2025 watching, the helicopter kind of flies through the city and you get these.
I'm not 55.
Did I say 55?
You said 55-year-old Carolyn.
I like being stopped at 55. Okay, it's 2025 and I'm 59, almost 60. Yeah, okay, you know, I'm having that dopamine letdown now from all the beginning part. So my brain is a little, but yeah, so we have this plane. No, it's not even
helicopter.
It's a helicopter. It's flying through the city. And you get these panoramic and these just and close-up shots of the World Trade Center, and it's iconic. And so that, I've got that going on. And then for a lot of these celebrities are no longer with
us.
And so
that was hard
for me too, especially those ABC ones where you're seeing John Ritter and you're seeing Penny Marshall and Vince Van Patten, or not Vince, and Dick Van Patten. All of those are just.
And they're all painting a building together.
Yes.
There's one where they're painting a building.
They're painting a building in the sky.
Robin Williams. Mm-hmm.
You guys, I have to make the biggest correction that I just realized when you said it's Chachi and Fonzie. And I was like, wait, I was just talking about my ABC promo with Chachi and Pa. It's not. He did a short-lived, it's just a picture of 1978-year-old Scott Baio, but to me, that's Chachi, right?
Sure, it's Chachi.
He did a one-season show called Who's Watching the Kids in, it was a new show.
On NBC.
On NBC in 1978, right before he went to be Chachi. So that's what that was in my promo. So everybody, I hope you're still listening, all of you who were yelling at me 10 minutes ago, because you know there were people going, impossible. Chachi wasn't on ABC. And I'm going to make a correction. And I see 1978-year-old. That's very old. I see 1978 Scott Baio and immediately think Chachi.
Of course.
Because I didn't watch Who's Watching the Kids, but that's what that would have been from.
You know,
which was also a Gary Marshall show, I believe.
So that's weird that it would be on NBC. I do have to say, though,
it is a Gary Marshall show, yeah.
The feathered hair was sexy. And when I saw Chachi with like full on feathered hair, I'm like, oh, Michelle, I feel you right now.
I did too. I did too. I even wrote that in my
notes. Well, what year would it have been, though?
Because, I think that was the 82 one.
The 82. Ooh,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was about 1979 to 1982, probably. And that's when I stopped.
God,
I wasn't
cute.
A Charles in Charge Scott Baio lover. I loved him the years of Chachi. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, and you know, Kristen, you mentioned during the hoedown where we see Ace, the photographer from The Love Boat. And for me, the 2025 Carolyn is like, oh my gosh, that's, and I'm going to forget his name.
Chuck.
Well, no, it's Ted McGinley.
Yeah, wasn't Chuck Ted McGinley?
Oh, I'm not talking about shrinking, though.
No, Chuck wasn't Ted McGinley. Chuck was Ace the photographer. Oh, that was on Love Boat. Chuck was Ace.
He was the cousin. He was on Happy Days.
Oh,
he came way later.
Chuck, yeah.
He was like
Chuck.
A cousin or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But sorry, I was going to say, and then I just forgot his name, because I'm in love with him now on Shrinking.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
and
he's so funny.
It was like, you were just Ace the photographer on Love Boat, and it was kind of like a part. And now, I mean, you're a star.
Yeah.
That's what I love about Shrinking. It's got some people that might have thought, oh, am I going to still have a, you know,
how can you still have a career?
Like?
Yeah.
And would he have ever thought he was going to be acting alongside Harrison Ford?
Right.
Alongside Han Solo. That's big.
Yeah. I mean, that is big.
That's big.
That is super big.
Oh, you guys, that was big. All of these are just, you can tell we're not super coherent because it's just really exciting and it's hard to explain it to you or tease it apart for you. You just have to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
Just watch it.
It's a great one-stop shop for nostalgia feels because it's also the clothes they're wearing when it's the regular people and you're walking down, you know, a street in New York City or down a neighborhood sidewalk. It's like what we were wearing and what we were watching. And even the music is to the, you know, the tunes and beats that we were listening to. It's very.
There's so many sisters from Eight Is Enough in the ABC ones.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, and if you think about it, they had eight kids, so they had a lot of people they could pepper throughout these promos. Every sister from Eight Is Enough was in those promos.
I didn't see Willie or Grant
Goody. No, or Adam Rich.
Adam Rich, yeah. They were all hanging out with Sean Cassidy.
Right. In the back.
They were at the Tiger Beat, you know, right. Party or whatever. Oh, yeah. So those were so fun to watch. And we, again, will put all the links in our show notes, because I've got to tell you, if I give you one bit of advice this year, it's to watch this. You'll feel so good mm-hmm. about it. We also wanted to get you guys excited about our upcoming season. Mm-hmm. So we've created a little bit of some teasers for you about some upcoming episodes. And then I wanted to share a surprise with Kristen and Michelle.
What?
Yeah. So I went to the ad agency of McCann Tate, as we remember from Bewitched, where Darren Stevens worked. And they were so kind as to provide the Pop Culture Preservation Society with a little jingle for the new upcoming season.
Oh my God.
So you'll get to hear that. And it will be an earworm, let me just tell you.
Oh, wow.
I'm so excited.
It's better. So let's, before we play that and sign off this episode, let's just tell you a little bit about, just some little mm-hmm. quick teasers for some upcoming episodes. So Michelle, what do we got going on?
Well, next week we are officially kicking off season 15 with an episode full of sexual escapades, resurrected characters with amnesia, of course, kidnappings, attempted murders, dreams that last for 8 months, and shoulder pads for days. We're talking the three primetime soaps of the early 80s, Dallas, Knott's Landing, and Dynasty. And let me tell you, it is a hilarious and insightful trip down this crazy bonkers road that we all loved to travel down so much.
Yes. You will love that, friend. So tune in. That's next mm-hmm. week.
Mm-hmm. And you'll hear this in the episode. I don't know that there's anything that exemplifies the 80s more than Knott's Landing, Dallas, and Dynasty.
Dynasty, yeah.
It is just like 80s with a capital A.
Yeah. If you loved, even if you just loved one of those shows, you've got to listen.
Yep.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So here's something else you can look forward to. On Your FM Dial and AM Radio Gold episodes are always among our most popular. So we love doing these over and over again. And the one we've got coming this season is On Your FM Dial 1981. And the fun thing about these episodes, the On Your FM Dial and the AM Radio Gold episodes, is that we're not just talking about the songs from that year, but the songs that intersected with our lives in that year. Who were we in 1981? And how were these songs weaving themselves into our history? So it gets personal. And that's when we tend to hear from you. It's really interesting. When we get personal in an episode, suddenly the DMs start coming. Because inevitably, one of you had the same experience that one of us did. It happens every time. It's part mm-hmm. of what makes us a generation. So these episodes always get very long. We just have a lot to say, and it's like a big group therapy session for the three of us. And there are always songs that we hate to leave out, but you have to leave them out. You can't talk about all the songs. And then we have to edit like a 92-hour recording down to an hour. It's torture. And so this time, in the name of letting things go, we decided to just let it all hang out and split this episode into two parts. We always begin the episode with a shakedown of the Grammys for that year as the intro to our song choices. This time, we're letting that Grammys discussion take up a whole episode, and our song choices will be its own whole episode. So just as a little teaser, I'll just say it was a very big year for Bette Davis, who only, seriously, a handful of people knew who that was in 1981. But I did, and I'll tell you why in the episode.
Mm-hmm.
Another episode that I have been looking forward to doing for a very long time is the episode that will focus on the iconic classic teen drama, in my opinion, James at 15/16. Starring, as you all might recall, the fourth bust on my Mount Crushmore. That would be Lance Kerwin.
I just choked.
And not only.
I know.
Sorry. And let me tell you, this is not a rated G episode, okay? Lance Kerwin dealt with some really hard shit on that show.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we're going to be talking STDs, virginity, prostitution, there's alcohol. There's a lot of teen drama in this show. And not only will we talk about the show, we're going to talk a little bit about Lance after the show and what happened mm-hmm. to him.
Where are they
now?
Which
is sad and mm-hmm. interesting and all that good stuff. Mm-hmm. So, and I confess, I might get a little I might hyperventilate a little bit on and off during the show because as I've gone back and watched it, he is damn cute, you guys. He's just the guy who would sit behind you in class with that jean jacket with the furry collar. Like, do you remember those jean jackets that had
He's got that little, the little floppy hair. He kind of looks like a little frog.
And if you guys remember, he had a hobby that I think was the first time I learned, like, what a dark room was.
That's right.
Husker Dude episode. Because there are a lot of guest stars in this series too that sadly didn't last very long. So tune in, you'll see what guest stars you might recognize, and you'll get to hear about some lots of fun.
I'm like pre-Husker doing myself because I remember how much I loved the theme song, and I can't come up with
we'll
it right
about
now
that.
I can't even we'll I can't even that. I can't sing it, I can't think of it, I
it's
just
classic.
Know I loved it, so I'm saving it because I know it. When I press the little button that's going to start playing it, I'm going to start crying.
You will. Aww. And the whole soundtrack to that show is it's composed by some names you might recognize. So tune in and you'll find out.
And then we are going to have an episode that is so very special that it will be getting two installments. In the first, we'll be discussing the iconic, very special episode of the sitcoms we loved in the 70s and 80s and what exactly it was that made them so very special, as well as giving you a non-inclusive list of some of the more special of the very special episodes and our memories of them. And from this short teaser alone, I think I've decided we need to make this a drinking game, that every time we say a very special episode, everyone has to take a drink. You know, think Maude having an abortion, or Punky Brewster wondering why the Challenger astronauts had to die, or DJ Tanner starving herself to get into a swimsuit. And then in the second installment, we'll each take a deep dive into one of these very special episodes that not only struck us when we watched it, but that has stuck with us for decades. And don't worry, everyone, some of them are even too triggering for us to get into, and there will be trigger warnings. Because some of them we just can't really delve into because they truly are triggering and very disturbing.
Okay, well, then we're going to lighten it up. Here's our next episode. Began as a seed of an idea in November. And we have a shared document in which we drop ideas for episodes. And when I dropped Love Connection into our doc, it resonated immediately. And people were like, yes, yes, Love Connection, Love Connection. So if I look back at the date when I put that on our shared doc and when it started resonating with people, I now know that was possibly the day that Chuck Woolery died.
I know.
And we did not even know. You guys, this didn't make the news the way a lot of celebrity deaths do.
I know.
And so it's only in researching this episode where I opened it and it showed his death date as November 24th, 2024. And I remembered opening our doc and putting Love Connection in that doc. You guys, this happens all the time to us.
All the time with
all
us.
All the time. Yes. We're like pop culture mediums is what we are. Media? Are we media?
You know. Well, yes. But I actually, because we talk about it so much and we honor so many of these people, more, we don't really like poke fun at them as, you know, if we do it lovingly, I think you might be onto something. They're coming through us.
I think he was knocking on. He was like, you guys, I deserve an episode. All
Which
right,
is
Chuck,
so true.
You're
how did we
get
forget
an
about,
yes.
How did we forget about Love Connection all these
Love
years?
Love Connection if we're talking about Chuck. OG Wheel of Fortune.
That's right. Yeah.
Back when we had only so much money to spend in the living room and you had to get the Dalmatian because you didn't
And it was a long time, too. It was not a flash in the pan that he was on Wheel of Fortune. So, yeah, he's going to get his own episode. I just have to say, this show, Love Connection, was way more bonkers than you even remember. Because if today's dating shows are about sex and attraction, Love Connection was more about people who are so real. Like, so real that you might want them to dial down the real a little bit. And I also have to add that Love Connection is a time capsule in a way that other TV shows were not. Love Connection cataloged for us the hair of real people in the 1980s. Not glamorous TV people, but real people. And it was a shit show.
And on other things, the accessories.
Oh,
the accessories.
Yes.
The earrings and the necklaces.
Yes. I look at those 80s fashions and I think, how long did it take us to get ready? Or, you know,
an hour and a half. It took me an hour and a half.
It was back like when I was watching Meet Me in St. Louis over the Christmas holidays. That's another tradition I have. The musical with Judy Garland. And there's the scene where they're getting ready to go to a dance and they're putting on the corsets and the layers of clothes and their hair. And I thought, oh my gosh, how long did that take? And then I'm thinking, oh, the 80s might tell us a little bit about how long it took with, you know, spraying our hair and putting on all the
I mean, just how long did it take you to put your eyeliner on?
Yeah.
I mean, that's an hour right there just for one eye. It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Just look at my senior picture. It's like a blue circle around my eye.
Oh, and we are finally, listeners, I know you have been waiting with bated breath for our public service announcement PSA episode because we crowdsourced that and we are going to count down the 10 most popular PSAs according to you, our listeners. And I think you'll be surprised at some of what shows up and also what we uncover about some of those public service announcements. So stay tuned. It's another nostalgic just trip, I guess.
Sort of like commercials where they're these tiny little artifacts that lodge in your brain. It's not a big thing. It's a tiny thing, but it will not let go. Another idea that we have for an episode. If you guys remember way back in the beginning, I wish I could remember what episode it was, what number it was, but it was about gym stories. We did not think that gym stories would be a very dramatic episode. We thought it would be kind of funny. Right. But man, you guys got back to us with so many stories about how gym broke you. And how you hate really, Jim, yeah. And Jim hates you. And we all hate Jim. Even the people who love Jim hate Jim.
Because and I should say, we're talking like PE, Phys Ed, physical education, in case you're thinking that we don't like people named Jim, or Jim. Jim is a mean person.
It's I hate Jim, you, Jim. The class. I hate you. So that gave birth to an idea. And this actually came to from one of our listeners. Hello, Karen. Thank you for this great idea. Who was your favorite / least favorite TV bully? I think I have an idea of what your favorite one was, and we have our ideas too, but we're going to talk about those people on TV that you love to hate, and also what were the things that happened in your life that you got picked on for? What dastardly deed did you do that made somebody tease you? Was it because you had the wrong shoes on? Is it because you had Mork on your shirt? Right? It's these
little
things. Because
you said Mithworth.
Mithworth. Because you had
it could be something you couldn't help, right?
And so this could be things that are really funny, but truthfully, okay, I was going to go to a dark place. I'm not going to do that.
No, but we'd love to hear your stories, too. And it's always fun when you go to our website, poppreservationists.com, and you can click a little button and leave us a voicemail, and you might hear your story on that episode.
Yeah, it's always, for me at least, kind of a form of therapy hearing some of those stories, because I realize I wasn't the only one, you know, whose pants hit them at their ankles and got made fun of. And
who tucked her overalls into her boots? I was going to say thigh high boots, but I was not wearing thigh high boots in seventh grade. They just came up to my knees, but I tucked in my overalls, and that got some attention.
Yeah. Lots of fashion faux pas that
a lot of fashion faux pas
hear about.
So that we're all scared, we're all scarred from, and we're all in therapy today because of that. So we'd love to hear what terrible thing you did. What fashion choice did you make?
That's going to be a fun feel good episode.
Oh boy! Okay, get ready. Yeah.
Well, we don't want you to forget about these episodes that are upcoming, and we want you to be thinking about us nonstop. So I want you all to hear our jingle.
Oh my God.
And stay tuned to the end of the episode where we will play the entire 3 minutes and 23 seconds of this awesome jingle. But for now, hold tight, because here comes the worldwide debut season 15 jingle for the Pop Culture Preservation Society.
Got ready to rewind with PCP. Yes, it's true. Gen X memories just for you. Come on, get nostalgic. The 80s are calling. PCP's is back with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright. We'll journey through time with pure delight. Dallas and Dynasty, a glamorous clash.
not slandering secrets, a love that will last. Those nighttime soaps, a guilty pleasure, we confess. Reliving the drama, putting our knowledge to the test. Come on, get nostalgic, the 80s are calling. PCPs is back with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright, we'll journey through time with pure delight.
Okay.
Applause.
Oh,
applause.
My gosh.
Welcome to season 15, everybody.
That, try to get that earworm out of your head.
Right.
Come on, get nostalgic. The 80s are calling. I already know
PC
it.
PC Peace is back.
PC Peace is back.
PC Peace is back.
The story's enthralling.
You know what? We're going to come up with a dance and we'll teach everybody a dance. We should all be in the same like beautiful dress and be like walking over the stairs.
Over the stairs
come
on the set.
Come on, get excited. The 80s are calling.
Oh, that was so fun.
I love it. I think we're all just also glossing over the fact that it's season 15, you guys. That's crazy.
Oh, my gosh. I know.
That's crazy. And we are starting off 2025 and season 15. So grateful to all of you who take your support of this podcast and all we do to the next level by supporting us on Patreon so we can pay our bills, one day perhaps pay ourselves for our time, and keep on trucking because we love doing what we do and we love knowing so many of you do as well. And today we're giving a special shout out to patrons Teresa, Christina, Heather, Karen, Jill, Elizabeth, Claire, and Penny. And if you enjoy our conversations and the joy these memories spark in you, check out our Patreon page to see how you can become a member and get fun stuff in return. No kidding. You guys, Carolyn made each of our bicentennial level patrons Christmas gifts this year and sent to them.
Tell them what it is. Tell them what you made.
Yes, I made some Loom potholders. Everybody got a potholder. And I got to tell you guys, those Loom potholders, they are really good potholders.
Yeah.
It's super cute.
Yeah.
Because we got one too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. Super cute. So
go to patreon.com, patreon.com, and just type Pop Culture Preservation Society in the search bar. And if a monthly membership isn't for you, you can also support us with a one-time donation by going to our website, poppreservationists.com, and clicking the PayPal button.
In the meantime, let's raise our glasses for a toast to a brand new season, courtesy of the cast of Three's Company. Two good times.
Two happy days.
To Little House on the Prairie.
Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers. Come on, get nostalgic.
The 80s are calling.
PCP's back
with stories enthralling.
Oh, gosh.
Got ready to rewind with PCP. Yes, it's true. Gen X memories just for you. Come on, get nostalgic. The 80s are calling. PCP's is back with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright. We'll journey through time with pure delight. Dallas and Dynasty, a glamorous clash. Knots landing secrets, a love that will last. Those nighttime soaps, a guilty pleasure, we confess. Reliving the drama, putting our knowledge to the test. Come on, get nostalgic, the 80s are calling. PCP's is back, with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright. We'll journey through time with pure delight. James at 15, oh the awkward years. First loves and crushes and overcoming fears. That classic teen show, a nostalgic treat. We'll laugh and we'll cry, can't be beat. Come on, get nostalgic, the 80s are calling. PCP's is back with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright. We'll journey through time with pure delight. PSAs of the 80s, a message so bold. Just say no to drugs, a story to be told. From safety tips to environmental pleas, we'll reminisce on those catchy melodies. Come on, get nostalgic, the 80s are calling.
right. Yacht rock sailing, smooth and so sweet. 1981 tunes, oh so complete. Music that moves us in every way. Get ready to groove, come what may. Come on, get nostalgic, the 80s are calling. PC Pieces back with stories enthralling. From soapy drama to teen angst so bright. We'll journey through time with pure delight. PCPS, the podcast for you. Gen X memories shining through.